Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather is warm and pleasant across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees some light clouds. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, just in, Mossad chief reveals an agent was killed abroad during Operation Roaring Lion. David Bernea praised Agent M in a Memorial Day speech. Also, from Walla, earlier this hour, a fighter pilot shares his pain. Reserve Lieutenant Colonel D, an F-16 pilot, considered recording a farewell message for his family during recent missions. Also this hour. From JNS, Hungary's PM-elect invites Netanyahu. However, he warns of possible arrest due to ICC membership, causing confusion. Separately, from I-24 News, Iran weighs U.S. talks as a ceasefire deadline nears. The parliament speaker rejects talks under pressure. Warning of escalation. And finally, from Forward, rows at soldiers' graves keep growing. Israel's Memorial Day is marked by new losses shaping the commemoration. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the Mossad chief memorialized an operative known as M, emphasizing his impact on the campaign against Iran. I24News_EN posted earlier today that the Mossad chief highlighted M's significant influence on the campaign against Iran. Jewish Warrior 13, an Israeli commentator, shared that Agent M was killed in a boat accident in Italy during a meeting with intelligence officers. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Mossad revelation, David Bernea, the agency's chief, honored Agent M during a Memorial Day speech. He highlighted the agent's role in missions that combined creativity and deception, according to Ynet. This disclosure comes as a reminder of the ongoing risks faced by intelligence operatives abroad. Turning to the fighter pilot's story, Reserve Lieutenant Colonel D spoke to Walla about his recent operational missions. He revealed the emotional toll, considering a farewell message for his family. This personal account underscores the pressures faced by those serving in the Air Force. Meanwhile, Hungary's PM-elect, Peter Magyar, has invited Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, JNS reports. However, he warned that Hungary's ICC membership might require Netanyahu's detention. This development adds a layer of complexity to Netanyahu's international relations. On the diplomatic front, Iran's parliament speaker Mohammed Bagher Khalibaf rejected U.S. talks under pressure. As reported by I-24 News, he warned of potential escalation as the ceasefire deadline approaches. This stance could affect regional stability as diplomatic efforts continue. And finally, from Forward, Israel's Memorial Day sees growing rows of graves. As Varda Morel stood by her son's grave, the official ceremony highlighted new losses. This somber reality continues to shape national remembrance. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Israeli startups continue to thrive despite war and disruption. Calculist highlights a sector scaling amid extraordinary constraints. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on Capsule Security, a new cybersecurity startup. It raised $7 million in a seed round, offering security for AI agents. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Dynamic Infrastructure won a contract in Arkansas. Their AI platform will analyze hundreds of transportation assets through image scanning. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.